Aries, March 21 to April 19. My life was the best omelette you could make with a chainsaw, observed flamboyant author Thomas McGuane. That's a witty way to encapsulate his tumultuous destiny. There have been a few moments in 2022 when you might have been tempted to invoke a similar metaphor about your own evolving story. But the good news is that your most recent chainsaw-made omelette is finished and ready to eat. I think you'll find its taste is savory. And I believe it will nourish you for a long time. Soon it will be time to start your next omelette, maybe without using the chainsaw this time. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. After meticulous research of 2023's astrological omens, I have come to a radical conclusion. You should tell the people who care for you that you'd like to be called by new pet names. I think you need to intensify their ability and willingness to view you as a sublime creature worthy of adoration. I don't necessarily recommend you use old standbys like cutie, honey, darling, or angel. I'm more in favor of unique and charismatic versions, something like jubilee, or zesty, or phantasmo, or yowie wowie. Have fun coming up with pet names that you are very fond of. The more, the better. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. If I could choose some fun and useful projects for you to master in 2023, they would include the following. 1. Be in constant competition with yourself to outdo past accomplishments. But at the same time, be extra compassionate toward yourself. 2. Borrow and steal other people's good ideas and use them with even better results than they would use them. 3. Acquire an emerald or two, or wear jewelry that features emeralds. 4. Increase your awareness of and appreciation for birds. 5. Don't be attracted to folks who aren't good for you just because they are unusual or interesting. 6. Upgrade your flirting so it's even more nuanced and amusing, while at the same time making sure it never violates anyone's boundaries. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. When she was young, Caroline Forshay was a conventional poet focused on family and childhood. But she transformed. Relocating to El Salvador during its civil war, she began to write about political trauma. Next, she lived in Lebanon during its civil war. She witnessed firsthand the tribulations of military violence and the imprisonment of activists. Her creative work increasingly illuminated questions of social justice. At age 72, she is now a renowned human rights advocate. In bringing her to your attention, I don't mean to suggest that you engage in an equally dramatic self-reinvention. But in 2023, I do recommend drawing on her as an inspirational role model. You will have great potential to discover deeper aspects of your life's purpose, and enhance your understanding of how to offer your best gifts. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, are the characters in Carlos Castaneda's books on shamanism fictional or real? It doesn't matter to me. I love the wisdom of his alleged teacher, Don Juan Matis. He said, look at every path closely and deliberately. Try it as many times as you think necessary. Then ask yourself, and yourself alone, one question. Does this path have a heart? If it does, the path is good. If it doesn't, it is of no use. Don Juan's advice is perfect for you in the coming 9 months, Leo. I hope you will tape a copy of his words on your bathroom mirror and read it at least once a week. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 2-2, teacher and author Byron Katie claims, the voice within is what I'm married to. My lover is the place inside me where an honest yes and no come from. I happen to know that she has also been married for many years to a writer named Stephen Mitchell. So she has no problem being wed to both Mitchell and her inner voice. In accordance with astrological omens, I invite you to propose marriage to your own inner voice. The coming year will be a fabulous time to deepen your relationship with this crucial source of useful and sacred revelation. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2, Libran philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche offered advice that is perfect for you in 2023. It's strenuous. It's demanding and daunting. If you take it to heart, you will have to perform little miracles you may not yet have the confidence to try. But I have faith in you, Libra. That's why I don't hesitate to provide you with Nietzsche's rant. No one can build you the bridge on which you, and only you, must cross the river of life. There may be countless trails and bridges and demigods who would gladly carry you across, but only at the price of pawning and foregoing yourself. There is one path in the world that none can walk but you. Where does it lead? Don't Ask, Walk, Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1. How might you transform the effects of the limitations you've been dealing with? What could you do to make it work in your favor as 2023 unfolds? I encourage you to think about these questions with daring and audacity. The more moxie you summon, the greater your luck will be in making the magic happen. Here's another riddle to wrestle with. What surrender or sacrifice could you initiate that might lead in unforeseen ways to a plucky breakthrough? I have a sense that's what will transpire as you weave your way through the coming months in quest of surprising opportunities. Sagittarius, November 22, Deck. 2-1. Sagittarian singer Tina Turner confided, "My greatest beauty secret is being happy with myself. I hope you will experiment with that formula in 2023. I believe the coming months will potentially be a time when you will be happier with yourself than you have ever been before, more at peace with your unique destiny, more accepting of your unripe qualities, more in love with your depths, and more committed to treating yourself with utmost care and respect." Therefore, if Tina Turner is accurate, 2023 will also be a year when your beauty will be ascendant. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, "I'm homesick all the time," writes author Sarah Addison Allen. "I just don't know where home is. There's this promise of happiness out there. I know it. I even feel it sometimes. But it's like chasing the moon. Just when I think I have it, it disappears into the horizon." If you have ever felt pangs like hers, Capricorn, I predict they will fade in 2023. That's because I expect you will clearly identify the feeling of home you want, and thereby make it possible to find and create the place, the land, and the community where you will experience a resounding peace and stability. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18, storyteller Michael Mead tells us, "The ship is always off course." Anybody who sails knows that. Sailing is being off course and correcting. That gives a sense of what life is about. I interpret Mead's words to mean that we are never in a perfect groove heading directly towards our goal. We are constantly deviating from the path we might wish we could follow with unfailing accuracy. That's not a bug in the system, it's a feature. And as long as we obsess on the idea that we're not where we should be, we are distracted from doing our real work. And the real work? The ceaseless corrections. I hope you will regard what I'm saying here as one of your core meditations in 2023, Aquarius. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. A Chinese proverb tells us, "Great souls have wills. Feeble souls have wishes." I guess that's true in an abstract way. But in practical terms, most of us are a mix of both great and feeble. We have a modicum of willpower and a bundle of wishes. In 2023, though, you Pisceans could make dramatic moves to strengthen your willpower as you shed wimpy wishes. In my psychic vision of your destiny, I see you feeding metaphorical iron supplements to your resolve and determination. Homework. Visualize in intricate detail a breakthrough you would like to experience by July 2023. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com